Would you please identify yourself?
Yes, Olivia Catby Smith. I'm the co-chair of Portland Chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America.
Why are we here this evening?
We are here to protest what seems to be a looming re-engagement of war in Iraq, and specifically war with Iran. Trump just assassinated an Iranian general in Iraq last night, which was an illegal declaration of war. They just sent thousands more American troops to the Middle East today to prepare for this, so we are here to stand up against this and say that we don't support this, and to stand in solidarity with the people of Iran and Iraq.
All right. What would you say to the argument that some folks would give you that the man that Trump assassinated last night needed to go and he was a very dangerous person responsible for a lot of deaths?
We are concerned with the consequences of that assassination. So the people who are going to pay for that are going to be the Iraqi people. If we send more troops there, if we escalate this and engage in a proxy war with Iran in Iraq, the Iraqi people will pay, and they're the ones who are going to suffer. So we're really just concerned with the consequences of that action, which are going to be massively fatal.
What do you hope to accomplish by this show of force this evening?
You know, I think it's important for people all over the country to stand up and say that we don't support this. And, you know, there's going to be a mass wave of protests tomorrow in cities all across the country as well. It's important for us to show a united front and also to make connections with each other so we can build out a real anti-war movement and oppose this as much as we can. You can find out all of our information on our website, portlanddsa.org. We've got contact information and upcoming events. We have an anti-imperialist working group that works specifically on anti-war issues. So you can find all that at portlanddsa.org.
No murder in the Middle East!
No justice! No peace!
No murder in the Middle East!
No justice! No peace!
My name is Paige Kreisman. I'm Portland DSA's endorsed candidate for the Oregon House of Representatives in District 42. I'm here at the No War with Iran emergency rally hosted by Portland DSA because I'm a disabled veteran. I was an infantry woman in the U.S. Army, and I deployed to the Middle East, and I've seen firsthand... I've seen firsthand the destruction and devastation and suffering that the U.S. Forever War has caused on the region. Mm-hmm. And the careless actions of this president have now put the 80 million innocent Iranian lives at risk because of his reckless actions. And it's up to us, the American people, to stand up and hit the streets. Now's the time for us to have solidarity with the 80 million Iranians who are put at risk. Because it's not us here in Portland, Oregon, who are going to suffer the consequences of this president's actions. It's the innocent Iranians and Iraqi civilians that will suffer the consequences of our president's actions. That's why I'm here.
Okay, so what do you think that you can get accomplished with this show tonight?
What we can do is we can show the world, and we can show especially our government, that the American people do not consent to this war, that the American people do not support this war, the people of Portland here do not support this war. This is a war solely for U.S. capital interests. This is a war for money. This is a war that's only serving the interests of the capitalist class, not working class people. The working class people here in America have more in common and have more solidarity with the working class people of Iran than we do with our capitalist overlords here in the U.S.
Okay. How would you answer the folks that would put the argument to you that the man who was taken out this afternoon or last evening, whatever it was a very dangerous man responsible for a lot of deaths, and he would have probably killed a lot more? Do you have an answer for those folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a U.S. soldier. I understand this man has killed a lot of U.S. soldiers. But that doesn't change the fact that the president's actions have put us in a more dangerous situation in the Middle East than we were in just 2 days ago. It doesn't change the fact that now the Iranian people and the Iraqi people are going to be the ones who pay the costs for this action. And the fact that this man killed U.S. soldiers occupying Iraqi territory is what happens in war. That's the consequence of an imperialist war. That's what we can expect. We killed a lot of Iraqis as well. But Iran isn't drone striking George Bush in Texas.
This racist war has got to go!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
This racist war has got to go!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
This racist war has got to go!
Hi, my name is Shoshana Gabriella. I'm here to protest the war in Iran. Basically, I guess there's no formal declaration of war in Iran, but the events that unfolded yesterday lead me to believe that this is a big issue for 2020, so here I am.
All right. And what would you like for most folks to take away from this evening?
I would like for most folks to understand that this is not a left-right argument. It's something that we need to come together on, all ages, all creeds, all races, all backgrounds, like that whole thing. We need to really live by that right now. It's really for our children. I have my own children, so that also has brought me out here. Like, I care about the future in my kids, and I think we all do as human beings, so let's come together.
For oil!
USA for rocky soil!
This is SJ Oxendine reporting for KBOO.